President Obama yesterday used 16 minutes of prime time to tell Americans both why he believed the U.S. is justified in launching a military attack on Syria and why he planned to hold off on doing so. Our closest ally, Canada, has been lending moral support to the president's cause, but not much more than that. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer joins us once again. Hello, Vaughn.
Hi, Marcy.
Well, so last week we heard why Stephen Harper's government was not going to leap into the military fray, and I'm curious how everything shook down last night after the president spoke.
There's a lot of stuff going on up here, and I guess the big news out of the president's speech last night was no news, but that he's not doing anything right away. But, you know, I'd say the reaction in Canada is similar to the reaction I've been hearing in American media today, which is relief that, you know, there's not going to be an attack immediately, and skepticism about whether or not this worthy venture of maybe using the United Nations to deal with those chemical weapons, whether that can actually be made to work. I mean, I haven't seen a presentation in the Canadian media on exactly how it would work, and I think Americans are trying to figure out the same thing.
I understand that the Prime Minister spoke to President Obama.
Yes, Canada, you know, our Prime Minister described himself as a reluctant convert to the idea of responding militarily to the chemical attack in Syria. I guess you'd have to say pretty much everybody is a reluctant convert on that idea.
Mm-hmm.
But he is an ally, and he lined up behind the president of the G20 summit, and the United States took note of that, and the president has made a point of keeping our Prime Minister in the loop. They spoke on Monday night, so the night before the broadcast, and agreed, the White House put out a statement, and the Canadian government hasn't contradicted it. They agreed that there needs to be a response. Canada agrees there needs to be a response, and obviously Canada is as interested as any other ally of the United States in whether or not there's any option to having to go in militarily.
How will Canada work at the United Nations?
That's an interesting question. Canada has a long history of preferring to work through the United Nations as a mid-sized power. The Canadian Lester Pearson, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in the 1950s, won it for his invention, his launching of UN peacekeeping in the Middle East. So we obviously would prefer to work through the United Nations. It's not clear to me from what I've seen so far whether exactly how the United Nations would proceed, or even if it would be able to proceed under this overture from the Russians and now from the French. Canada is not a member of the UN Security Council. We have been in the past in one of the rotating seats. Nose is a little out of joint in Canada because we didn't get in on the last rotation. But, you know, if the United Nations is going to be involved in inspections and collecting and disposal of weapons, and Canada is called on to take part in that, I think the Canadian government would be open to that. Canada has ruled out military action in Syria. It has already announced humanitarian aid, and I think it would be, as I said, there with the other major players in the United Nations if Canada is needed in that role.
In fact, Canada has pledged $45 million in humanitarian aid.
Yes, and we've done some communications and things like that. And again, you know, our Prime Minister made the point at the beginning that we share the same we're a member of the same intelligence community as the United States. We attach the same level of credibility to that. Canada's officials have expressed concern about the extremist elements in the rebels in Syria. I heard the president express the same concern last night. So I think, you know, on this one, fairly close. And here's our foreign affairs minister on the skepticism side of it. Actions will speak louder than words. Canada will wait to see what the particulars are for securing and destroying the entirety of the Assad regime stockpiles of chemical weapons. That's our foreign affairs minister, John Baird, in a statement put out last night after the president spoke. He also says, trusting that regime to comply with any commitment after years of deceit would be a challenge. We want to ensure this proposal is not merely a delaying tactic.
But he also pledged in that same statement to continue to work with Canada's international partners going forward, which is non-specific, I guess.
Sure.
A non-specific pledge.
You know, we have a history of cooperating with the United Kingdom on issues. We've got very good relations with France because of our history and connections there, and with the United States. I mean, Stephen Harper was, when he came into office, particularly in 2006, was often stereotyped in the Canadian media as just a George Bushite, kind of a Republican in slow motion up here in Canada. He's actually managed to build a fairly good working relationship with the Obama administration. And on this one, you've not heard any talk from the right wing in Canada along the lines of the right wing Republicans in the United States, who are in the to me odd position of attacking the president from the right on a case where he's trying to assert America's authority on a global stage.
There's a lot more behind that than just what he does in this particular instance.
Sure, but, everything's politics, isn't it?
Right. I have to go back to this idea of humanitarian aid, because there was the pledge of money, but I know that the United Nations was also looking for countries to take in refugees, and Canada had said that it would accept some amount, and so far not too many Syrian refugees have made it in.
That's true. I think the Canadian government is open, and its record is good. We took a lot of refugees from Somalia. We've taken a large number of Lebanese. People from Lebanon came to Canada when they had that last war and the evacuation occurred. The second largest number of foreign nationals that were evacuated from Lebanon were people who had Canadian citizenship who were of Lebanese heritage. So I there may be a mechanical policy paperwork obstacles to taking refugees from Syria, but I think Canada would be open to it. We certainly have significant communities in Canada from that part of the world, from other countries.
And so just finally, we hear a lot. We've heard from John Baird, your foreign minister. We've heard from Stephen Harper. We know the government's very interested. Are Canadian citizens engaged in this issue?
I think, again, I haven't seen an opinion poll recently on it. I would expect the Canadian sentiment on this issue is similar to the one that has been expressed by Americans, perhaps not as intense because Canadians aren't being asked whether they would support a Canadian military action in Syria. That's not on. There have been calls by the opposition parties in Canada for the government to call Parliament back into session and to have a debate on this issue. The government has said that since they're not proposing military action, there is no urgent need to call back Parliament to endorse military action, since that's not going to happen. And one of the, I suppose you could call it crass, it was a political comment by a government supporter that there was no need to call back Parliament to approve a press release, since that's about all we're going to do if there is an attack, is put out a press release saying, well, we support the United States in this.
I guess sentiment is as good as anything else. Vaughn, thanks for taking time to talk to me.
Talk to you next week, Marcy.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Vaughn, Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer, a regular guest on The Record here on KUOW.